Welcome back, everyone, to Center Stage, All Things Arts and Entertainment. And this particular group, oh my gosh, I'm so excited to be able to speak with them. They're like family to me, and they're called None Above. Now, I know you guys have heard me talk about them so much over the years since I've known them, and Javita works with them too, and we just love them. And they are joining us tonight to talk about all that's happening with them, and they are just being blessed beyond, and I hope you'll enjoy the conversation. Hello, family. How are you?
Hey!
There they all are. Okay, just go ahead and shout your names out. You go first, Cadence.
Hi, I'm Cadence. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Hi, everybody. I'm Cadence. I'm the lead singer and bass player. Hi, I'm Maddie. I play keyboard and sing backup.
Hi, I'm Bennett. I am a guitar player and I sing backup. Hi, I'm Wisdom. I play the drums and I'm also a backup singer.
Oh, man, that's awesome. I just want to start screaming for the band. It's like, oh my God, you guys are going to get there. You're going to get to the point where people are like screaming your name out. Are you expecting that?
I honestly, yes. And hoping. Yeah, I was going to say it would be amazing.
Yeah. You know, when you put it out there, believe it. Seriously, believe it.
Right.
Because the things you think would never, ever happen to you. It's just shocking. I remember writing down my objection or my goal in life for my first job when I landed here in 1976 in Minnesota. And I just wrote that. I thought it sounded smart. And did you know my voice has been heard all over the world? Even last year, a song was released in England that did really well. And I'm still blown away by it.
Wow.
So I'm telling you, when you think about it, would you guys say, yes, okay, Geraldine, we're going to just believe it and act like it's around the corner? That's what I would do.
Yes, yes. We're going to believe it, yeah.
And congratulations on the song.
Yes, definitely. Yeah.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. So here you have the show coming up at Crooners. I am so excited. I was wondering, when are they going to be at Crooners? Thank goodness this is happening November 9th. And are you excited? And if so, I want to know what type of music you are thinking to play. Are you going to go back to the very first album or do you have new things as well?
What a great question. Okay, so yes, of course, we're extremely excited. Also, we know you recently played there, so we were wondering, like, you know, what the vibe is like. But we're planning on playing definitely some older first album stuff and also newer things. We're working on an EP right now. So I think almost all the songs on our EP we're playing.
Yeah.
That's awesome. I intend to be there. I'm really hoping that I can come. Here's the thing. No matter what the age group is in the rooms there at Crooners, the three rooms that they have to offer, they are going to love you. They are truly going to love you. And the main thing at any place like the Dakota or Crooners is that you are authentically yourselves. That's it. That's what we're looking for. People that are real. And we can relate to that because we are real. You know what I mean? So, Maddie, I know that you have really sparked it, honey. You have really grown tremendously since I met you. I mean, you're looking like this fashionista on stage. You know, it's like she's a fashion guru. You know, you got heels on I would never, ever put on. And then I look at Bennett. Bennett, you've grown so much. And I'm curious to know from Maddie and Bennett, how do you feel about where you are now when it comes to your music?
I really enjoy it. I'm not the biggest fan of performing yet. I feel like I'll get there. But I really enjoy writing and creating. And I love where we are now with that. It feels like we're really pulling in a lot of like things that we each individually like and making them work. And so the songs we're producing, everybody enjoys, like genuinely enjoys playing. So, yeah.
That's the stuff. That's it right there. That's what makes the salad work. Okay, how about you, Bennett?
Yeah, I'm really liking the direction of our music. For a while, you know, I kind of made music because it seems like that was the thing to do when you're in a band. But now I feel like I'm making music because it's what's on my mind, and the music that I make is like what's on my heart. And I like the outcome. You know, I like the process, and I like the final project. You know, these songs on this new EP, they're from the heart. Like, I've contributed lyrics to them. I've brainstormed. You know, I've sat in my room at night and I've just like played out like little riffs I could do to just liven the song up. I really feel like they're like spawned from me as a person rather than the idea of creating music because you're a musician.
Right. So now your heart is talking. That's what it is. It's talking to you. It's telling you, yeah, go for it. And of course, Wisdom, I have to ask you, because I believe that you are the anchor here. You know, you've been so quiet for so many years and you have now just opened up. I mean, every time I watch a video, like that song Appreciate, oh my God, that song is smoking. Is it number one yet? Is it on the Billboard charts yet? And if not, why?
Yeah, I know, right?
What do you say, Wisdom?
I really, for the past few years, it's been a really interesting journey for myself when it comes to how I just open my mouth and when I speak. Most of it just deals with a lot of, like, you know, insecurity. And I'm kind of, you know, getting a lot better with that. And I think now I'm starting to really kind of grow into who I am now. And that's starting to show as well in my vocals, I think.
I think not just your vocals, but your playing. You have always played from your heart. I've always, from the moment I met you guys, I always said Wisdom is doing it from the heart. It's just in his eyes, it's in your soul, and it's beautiful. And now I can see it in every one of you. And I'm just curious to know, how are you preparing as you are moving forward? You're going to be in Nashville. When is that, Cadence?
Yes, we're going to be in Nashville. We're playing at Cabana Taps on the 15th and 16th of November. And we have a showcase on the 17th. And
awesome.
So our preparing for that is basically, we practice every day for a couple of hours. And we really just, we run the set, but at first we have to take the time to sort of, you know, mold the show that we think is going to, you know, serve the audience best. And so we take some time before each practice to kind of just check in, like, you know, what song is, you know, should come after this one, and, you know, and how do we, like, make that impact just pow. So, but yeah, it's just a lot of rehearsing, a lot of performance work and whatnot. It's really, really, really fun.
When it's when your heart is involved in it, you guys get excited, of course.
Exactly.
You're ready to do it. At the same time, how do you prepare for the arrival when you are to walk on that stage in Nashville, which is, you know, a stage, any stage in Nashville is just powerful, right? You never know who's going to be in the audience, even in just small, tiny bars. You just never know who's in that room. And all of a sudden you start getting calls and people start coming over saying, we really need to talk to you, you know, that sort of thing. And I'm just curious to know how you guys are preparing for that, even if it doesn't happen, expect it to.
Wow, that's a really, really that's a wonderful question. You know, a lot of times for me, when new things happen in music, the preparation, it kind of just feels like happens as I'm experiencing it. So our dad has always sort of talked to us about the work it's going to take to do and be our best, and you know, we can always improve and we're still getting there, of course, but really the preparation just comes, like, it's kind of lifelong, really. I don't intentionally prepare, I don't believe. I think I just prepare as I'm living and working in music and performing.
And do you feel the same? Is that was Cadence, right? Because, you know, Cadence and Maddie sound alike.
Cadence.
Okay, thank you.
We
and
do.
Then Maddie, do you agree with that?
I think that's true for some people. Like, my brain processes differently. So I would say that I also don't prepare, but it's not because I feel like I'm being prepared. I things happen to me. Like, I'm watching it happen, then I process afterwards. So things will start, like, I'll walk on stage through the show and it's like, wow, I was really nervous before the show, but I didn't feel nervous. I just realized that I was afterwards. Like, does that make sense?
Oh, yeah. Just think of everybody in the audience as naked. You know, that's what happened for me. I literally did that. Someone suggested it to me and said, Geraldine, you're just so nervous. Just look at the audience and imagine every one of them naked. And all of a sudden, it went away. It just went away. Thank God, because I don't want to see people naked in the audience, right? So... Just saying, right? Yes. Just saying. So you guys may be there, and I can imagine what it would be like if someone came to you, some big name, and said, hey, we want you guys to stay for a year and start recording here, and let's introduce you to everybody. I mean, are you going to say yes right away? What do you say, Wisdom?
I'll say, oh, that sounds, you know, that sounds really fun. Talk to my management.
Exactly. Talk to my management. Don't talk to me about it.
Right. But what if they do want to know how you feel about it? In other words, these are the things you know that you know already to be prepared for, but it's not easy to prepare for it.
Yeah.
You know, when I met Stevie Wonder's manager, I freaked out. I just want you to know. I was shaking. You know, he was going to introduce me to Stevie Wonder, and I think I was shaking too much, and I spent time talking to him. So I just want you to know, you guys have everything that it takes. You really do, to make it huge. I mean, I'm expecting to see you at number one. I'm just looking forward to it. So when you get to Nashville, just think about that and know that you are loved and that you have what it takes. God has already instilled everything you need. Okay, I'm going to shut up now. Do you have any final thoughts?
Well, first of all, bless you. Thank you so much. And I want, my final thoughts are that one, our EP is coming out very, very, very soon. So please keep a lookout for that, everybody. And if you happen to be in Nashville on the 15th and 16th of November, come and see us at Cabana Taps. Maddie, do you have any last words?
Yes. My birthday is the 15th of November. We're performing. I spend my birthday in Nashville. Performing. So
that's awesome. Birthday.
A very nice birthday. Yeah. Oh, and then also, don't forget, everybody, to please watch episode 3 of Bob's World coming out November 4th. That is our brother's animated cartoon series that he put on YouTube. Bob's World at Wizzy MMD 70. So watch that.
It's wonderful. It's just wonderful. I love you all so much. Tell your parents I said hello, and just know you've got what it takes. You've got what it takes.
Thank you so much.
All right. Have a great evening.
You too. Bye. Thank you.
Bye, you guys. That is None Above. If you don't know who they are, all you got to do is go to their website, None Above. You can find videos of them. Please go in and see them at Crooners on November 9th, and you'll know exactly why I feel this way about them.